Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. You can see Bobby and I are at this again. We're still in the same clothes. But we're not quitters, are we, son?
Never.
We are not quitters. We're going to be trying to answer questions today sent in by some of our friends out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's very hard during the middle of the day to get folks because most people are very, very busy. But we're going to try again today to see if we can answer some of these questions.
Well,
who is our first call?
It's a good thing we have email. So if we're not able to get through them, we still have the question.
But I can still try to answer the question.
Of course.
And hopefully they'll catch the podcast.
Of course. Our first question is from Pam.
Okay.
We'll see if Pam answers.
Okay. Come on, Pam. I'm counting on you, girl. You want to place a bet, Bobby?
Sure, I'll bet you $100 she don't answer.
Well, that was my bet.
Let's just give each other $100.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed you. Leave
your name and number. Bye. Oh, gosh, I almost thought she was answering.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Pam, it's Paula Deen from What's Cooking with Paula Deen, and I'm here with my son, Bobby, and today's show is, we're on a quest to answer questions from our friends out there, our listeners. So I'm so sorry that you weren't there to take the call, but just watch for this podcast because we're going to try to answer the question anyway. Have a blessed day, girl. Bye-bye.
Here's Pam's question, Mom. Is she, by she means you, I'm sure, is she ever planning to do a program of awesome recipes in the reduced calorie version of her original recipe?
Oh, that was your show.
Is she planning that?
That was Bobby's show, not my mama's meals.
Sure was. Still is.
And it's still running.
I think.
Oh my gosh.
It's a good show.
Bobby has a cookbook out, and I do too. I have Paula Deen Cuts the Fat is my newest cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 250 brand new recipes, Pam, and 50 of my old classics that I have cut the fat and the calories on. And Bobby also has a cookbook. What is the name of it?
A couple of them.
But the one that every...
From Mama's Table to Mine went to number one on the New York Times bestseller list in its category.
Yes, that's wonderful.
And
son.
Then Bobby Deen, thank you. And then Bobby Deen's Everyday Eats. Both are great books.
Uh-huh. But one of your books, like each meal was under 350 calories
or less, and you could prepare every recipe in 30 to 45 minutes.
Uh-huh. All right, now which cookbook is that?
The first one. From Mama's Table to Mine. The book was tremendous. It did so well. Because it's relevant. A lot of people like Pam have this very same question. The reason, Pam, that I wrote the book is because I love my mom's food. I love fried chicken and collard greens and sweet potato souffle and just all the, you know, favorites, classic favorite recipes. And it's a very elementary idea to decide to take those original recipes and just pare them down and try to come up with a lighter version of it. And it was really simple to do that. All I did was looked at the original recipes because my mom always told me from an early age to go exactly by the recipe the first time you're doing anything. And then after that, you can make it your own and do whatever you'd like to it.
Right.
So I always felt like I had creative license to do, because people asked me, they were like, don't you feel bad doing that to your mama's recipes?
Oh, no.
And really, I didn't, because you gave me permission early on to do it.
Of course.
But all you really have to do, Pam, is take a recipe that you really like and look inside that recipe at the culprits and either replace them entirely or cut them out if you can, or just you can really... cut out a lot of unnecessary fat and calories just by reducing the amounts of things in a recipe. For instance, if a recipe calls for sour cream, you could use Greek yogurt to substitute, or you could use vegetables rather than breading in some instances, or you can cut back on the cheese in a macaroni and cheese, for instance, by filling it with ground cauliflower.
There's a lot of little, absolutely.
A lot of little tips and tricks that you can use to dial back on the fat and calories in a recipe.
So the
answer to the question is yes, she did do it. She came out with a cookbook called Paula Deen Cuts the Fat, and that's got a lot of great 250 recipes, in fact, of great scale-back recipes. Or you could go to From Mama's Table to Mine. That book is solid, honest recipes that work.
That's great.
And
you under 350 calories.
Or less.
So that was very well received.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, I'm so sorry we missed you, but we hope that you happen to catch this podcast when we're answering your question. So we'll go to a little short break, Bobby, and we'll see who our next victim is. I mean, our next caller is.
Okay.
They're running from us like they're victims.
Well,
y'all answer the phone, please. We'll be right back.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
So we're trying to call Karen. We're back, y'all. Trying to call Karen. Hopefully she will answer.
Great question.
It is a great question.
Mm-hmm. Relevant.
We can't take your call right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Hey, Karen, it's Paula Deen, along with my son, Bobby Deen. We're in the middle of doing What's Cooking with Paula Deen podcast, and you had sent us a question, and we were trying to get in touch with you so that we might answer it. So we're so sorry that we missed you, but if you get this message in the next couple of minutes, you can call us back, and we'd love to chat with you. So have a great day, and we appreciate your questions. Thanks, girl. Bye-bye.
Also, want to do a pitch out to... All right, Karen wasn't able to get to the phone and obviously has a job like a lot of other people that we call in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And if that describes you and you have a job, you can catch this podcast. You can watch it at 12 Eastern on Saturdays. So never fear. If you have to work 12 Eastern on Saturdays, you can catch us.
Okay,
all right,
great.
Karen's question is, Paula, my husband is also diabetic. And I'm interested in knowing how you were able to change your eating habits.
Well, Karen, I'm sorry to hear. I know nothing. I don't know his age or anything. But the older you get, the more likely this is to happen to you. And, you know, you can't do the same things at 45 or 55 that you did when you were 25. Mm. It just doesn't work that way. I don't know if he's type 1 or type 2. I really don't know any of those things. But, you know, most people don't like change. We don't like change. And it's hard. When I first said, okay, I had to accept the fact that I was diabetic. And that took me about a year and a half. I think I went for 3 6-month visits before I had to look at the doctor and say, okay, I am type 2 diabetic. Because I said it couldn't be. Nobody else in our family had it. But I have since found out that after learning more about this, it's not all genetic. You know, stress and certainly genetics, but your lifestyle, the way you eat, the way you play, the amount of stress you're under, all those play in to whether you're going to be a candidate for type 2 diabetes. But age is probably one of the biggest factors. If you're lucky enough to live long enough, there's going to be something high on you, whether it be your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your triglycerides, something's going to get high, more than likely. But it was very, very hard. And after I got that initial 35 pounds off, then I decided that I was going to bring everything back in my kitchen, but I was going to practice moderation. I think moderation is so important. I was hell-bent that I was going to cut down on the portions that I ate because I wanted to maintain that weight loss. You know, I said anybody can lose 50 pounds. Anybody. If they have it to lose, they can lose it. But it takes a heck of a strong person to keep it off because it really is a lifestyle change. So I have done that through my air fryer, enjoying fried foods without the frying. I have certainly lowered my portions on the amount that I eat now. And so it's an ongoing process, one that you have to work out all the time. And I hope, Karen, that maybe you and I can talk one-on-one and knowing the specifics, we can talk a little bit better. Sorry I missed you, girl.
Well, you're leaving one out that I'm really proud of you for.
What?
You really only had one vice, the sweet tea.
Well, no, I had many more vices, son. But
you know what I mean.
Southern people love their sweet tea. We love our sweet tea. And from 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock on, I kept a glass of sweet tea in my hands. And I no longer do that. I drink unsweetened tea now. You'd be amazed at the calories that are located in our liquids that
I
we
love
consume.
You. You're downplaying it. That's huge that you gave up sweet tea. That's enormous.
Well, it was
hard. Because Southern
for
sweet
me.
Tea is loaded with white sugar.
Oh,
and
listen.
That is the culprit. If you start paying attention to what's in the foods that you buy, processed foods, anything that you can see the ingredients on, if you look directly at the sugars, and the diabetics have to pay close attention to those items that they're buying. A good way to eat healthier for a diabetic, when you were first diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I really began to pay a lot of attention to how you get type 2 diabetes and what you should do about it.
Yes.
And people with diabetes, particularly type 2, are really bummed out because they do have to make a change.
Yeah.
Because
and we don't
a
like
lot
change.
Of, a lot of that is brought on by the foods that you eat and the things that you drink. And yes, something that you can do is shop around the edges of the grocery store. If you can eat real food, more whole foods, more fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts and things like that, and cut back on the processed foods and the sugars, it is really not that hard a change to make. And it is, but it's things like people aren't aware of how many calories they're drinking. So if you enjoy
cocktail, how much sugar?
If you enjoy a cocktail or if you like beer, you might not be aware of how many calories and how much sugar that you're taking in through that. So, you can drink more water. If you're a Southern person like Mom and you really like sweet tea, if you can change to unsweetened tea instead and use a liquid stevia, for instance, or a sugar in the raw or something like that, that's a great way to make. And don't try to eat the whole enchilada at once. Make small changes and be proud of yourself and congratulate yourself for the changes that you do make, because your doctor will be real happy that you made any changes at all. And once you feel some progress like you did, start drinking more water rather than sodas or rather than sweet tea. Start taking a walk during the day, and eventually you're walking maybe a mile every afternoon. You will feel so much better. And with each of those small progresses that you make, you'll want to make more. So keep up the good work. Don't get discouraged. And make those small changes in your life, and you'll feel better. And the people in your family and the people that love you and care about you will be super proud of you.
And
I can tell you that from experience.
You know, I'll tell you, I am addicted to diet sodas. And my doctor informed me last time I went in to visit, and I've got one more thing to say to you, Karen, about that doctor, but she said diet sodas, increase your chances of becoming a type 2 diabetic. Mm-hmm. And that sounded so weird to me.
It's fake sugar. It tricks your body into thinking you're taking in sugar.
Yeah. Here's the most important thing, Karen, is that your husband go to the doctor on a regular basis. And because each of us are different, and it's important that that he visit with the doctor and keep up and does as the doctor says. Because like I said, each of us are different. What worked for me might not work for him and vice versa. So anyway, good luck. And
you can do it.
Just keep trying.
You can do it.
Well, Bobby.
Well, Mama.
We didn't have too much luck again today.
Well.
I think we ought to come in and do a podcast at night when folks are home, don't y'all?
Yeah.
That makes more sense, doesn't it? We tried, y'all. Thanks for your questions. And we'll see y'all next week on What's Cooking with Paula Dean.
And Bobby.
And Bobby Dean.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.